That was Only Love Can Save Us Now by, oh wait, they're here. Well, then we're going to say goodbye to you guys. What? Your mic is on. Yeah, mic two is on. Mic four. Oop. We're going to say goodbye to you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you all so much
for listening. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties, our first time really talking on air. Thank you so much for listening and for spending your time with us. We really appreciate it. This is Feedback Loop with Mason Roush and Jacob Spivak, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this was our Valentine's Day episode. And so,
yeah,
we hope you're feeling in love, or if you're not feeling in love, that you can love yourself a little bit.
So true. Thank you all so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
The women, we can share the wine. We can share what we got of yours, 'cause we done shared all of mine. Keep on rolling, just a mile to go. Keep on rolling, my old buddy, you're moving much too slow.
First. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Max.
And this is Noah.
And Max is coming, and you're listening to Magoobie Radio Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And what song are they listening to right now, Noah?
That was, or that is currently, Jack Straw from The Grateful Dead.
Awesome. Enjoy the rest of it.
We can share the women, we can share the wine. Song is a long con. I drove you to the airport with the e-brake on. Ain't heard that voice in a long time. Had to check back there to make sure you were alive. Angel home of an electric car. Reverses toward. So
All right, you just heard Elderberry Wine by Wednesday. Max, that was your pick.
It sure was. Wednesday is a band that I've been getting into recently, and it's super fun. I'm going to see them in concert. I'm super excited.
Awesome. And before that, you heard Vanessa from Queens by Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks. Awesome.
Wow. Wow. Where in Queens is Vanessa from?
I don't know. Maybe Kew Gardens.
Astoria, maybe.
Shout out my grandparents.
Yay.
Noah, do you want to talk about some ideas?
Yeah. This idea is called the Iconized Animal. And this
I
is...
I think we're going to need a definition on that one.
Don't worry.
Okay.
I'll get
it's
you there.
Coming.
This is how recently I've been really enjoying watching the geese that are on all the quads right now. And, like, you can get pretty close to them and look at them. And it was making me think about how a lot of times, like, I don't know, we don't interact with animals that regularly in our lives. And I think a lot of, like, up
like
close.
Non-domesticated animals, yeah.
I think a lot of times, like, the animal, like, your image of the animal gets reduced to kind of, like, the silhouette or, like, just, like, the very basic shape. And if you were, like, picture a horse, you'd be, like, long neck and then, like, four legs. And, like, you don't really, like, see the parts of the horse. And I don't know. I was thinking about this with the geese because they have, like, the black neck and then the white around the eyes. And it, like, obviously I knew this, but I was, like, looking at them and I was, like, right, the white isn't their eye. Their eye is, like, next to the white. Like, they don't have these big white eyes.
I see.
So, this... I don't really like this now that I'm saying it.
Can we double back
yes.
on this? You see... Like, when you're picturing, like, an animal in your head, like, you close your eyes and I say, think of a turtle. You're looking at, like, the silhouette of a turtle.
No, I mean, not literally. Like, I know, like...
Shell.
But it is kind Bumps. Of like that. It's Green. Like... I feel like when we, a lot of times we're seeing images of animals, it's like as an emoji or as like a drawing or like
as a symbol of as that animal.
Yeah.
Not
and
like an actual picture.
Yeah. I don't really like this idea anymore. I got challenged
sorry,
too much on it and
it's
falling apart. But basically it's nice to look at an animal up close and be like, right, that's what you actually look like. Instead of just like, oh, goose, like long neck and the body, and you're like, oh, okay,
yeah.
Your head looks like that, and your neck looks like that, and you're like a connected animal.
Yeah. That's how I feel about some artists, like listening to like live versus like just like recordings. It's like some artists, it's really, you have to, like, you need to listen, like, either to a live recording of it or, like, see them live to, like, fully understand their, like, their full vibe.
Yes. Yeah.
So similar to the geese.
Similar to the geese. You need to fully see it in person to be like, wow, that's a goose.
Right.
Yeah.
Well.
I'm surprised that the geese haven't charged at me yet.
They're very, like, I don't know. These guys are very docile. They're mostly focused on, like, walking around and pooping, I think.
Yeah.
Fittingly, you want to introduce the next song?
Hey, up next is Bow Down by Geese.
Maria's dead bones. I was in love, and now I'm in hell with Maria's bones talking to myself. Back to me, color my friend.
cause I'm gonna miss you. Kala, my friend, the world is full of misery, and the road you've taken has no end. Kala, my friend, come back to me. Kala, my friend, cause I'm gonna miss you.
Someone stole the Chevy from the driveway. Bet you would've let it go for free. They said they wouldn't make it to the highway, let alone to the end of the street. The title's still signed under our name. The registration's been out of date for weeks. If the cops didn't already find them, they're probably breaking down as we speak. I think we're better off without it. One day we will laugh about this. Might have left the windows cracked, might have left the keys on the dash. I'm not even mad about it. We know we're gonna live without it. Wish we took it for a joyride before the joy died. I could go and buy a motorcycle with a sissy bar to suit you on the back. But every mile feels like survival when you're always so afraid you're gonna crash. I'm sure that after just a little while, we'll both decide that we should take it back. Pulling on the throttle with white knuckles. Oh, honey, we're just not cut out for that. Maybe letting go. So bad, I think we're better off without it. One day we will laugh about this. Might have left the windows cracked, might have left the keys on the dash. I'm not even mad about it. We know we're gonna live without it. Wish we took it for a
Doorknobs. Restrooms. Telephones. Keyboards. Other people. What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you.
A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
All right. What did we just hear?
That was The Wave by Say So Neon.
And before that, that was Joyride by Adam Melchor.
And before that, you heard Call of My Friend by Aminaz.
And I think maybe someone has a little idea that they hooked up with.
Oh, maybe I have some ideas.
I think that might be right.
I have a few. This one's called Plane Activity. This is...
How is plane spelled?
Like...
Okay.
This is the idea that there are some things that you can only do on planes, like reorganizing your homepage on your phone or deleting your old alarms. And these are things that I have only ever done on planes, never anywhere else.
Yeah.
That is a great idea. I would also add to that going through your notes app.
Oh, I do that normally, though.
Yeah, I also do that normally. Sorry, we're very oppositional today.
Oh, sorry, you
today.
Guys are very, like, I guess you're more reflective than me and care about your digital storage more than me. It's fine. It's fine, whatever.
I took a problem to your idea. Yeah. Really anti-tally.
Can't say anything around here.
I think there are also some specific movies that can only be watched on planes.
Say more.
Like, let me give an example. Like, 50 First Dates. That's
never
a movie that...
Never saw that.
I never saw that.
Is that Adam Sandler?
It is Adam Sandler. It's a love story with Adam Sandler about someone that has short-term memory loss.
Mm. He takes her on 50 first dates. Wow, the title really tells you a lot.
It tells you all you need to know.
Things fall apart.
Go up.
Up.
I love watching movies from, like, just watching other people's screens on airplanes. Yeah. I've watched whole, like, entire movies with no sound, just... from someone else's screen. Something about it makes it so much more interesting.
Yeah, you can have your own movie that you picked out on the TV in front of you, and then I still think whatever the other person's watching can be more enticing.
Yeah.
Even sure. If you're not hearing the audios of it at all.
Yeah.
One time, my mom and I decided, this was right when Call Me By Your Name came out. We were taking a plane ride together, and we decided that we would play, we were sitting on in different rows, we would play Call Me By Your Name starting it at the exact same time.
Did you make it through the whole thing?
I think she tapped out at the peach scene.
Yeah, that's tough on an airplane.
That's tough, and it's tough watching in tandem with your mother.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But I feel like things that I've watched on an airplane, like, for the first time, they're always more memorable than a movie that I watch at home. I don't know, maybe I'm just not watching a lot of movies and the airplane is
sort of... It's like a different environment or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like really all you can do is watch the movie and organize stuff on your phone.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was my idea.
That was a good one.
That was a great one. I like that one.
It was very coherent.
Yeah.
And, thank you. And next, you are going to hear Gateleg by Fust.
Have planned the season. so small, and you want nothing more than to help her just to get the job. You ain't gonna work on the line no more, you're gonna work at Maggie's store. And you ain't gonna work on the line no more, you're gonna work for Maggie. Yeah. Walking down the mountain with that gate leg you built her. Cause you remember that the car's propped up on cinders at Jerry's lot. He can't put it back together, but boy, he can take it apart. Help with haunching back in spring, and the car then it was running. But like the car that falsed on Maggie, I keep thinking that you're gonna break.
Love it to death.
that you just heard, How Could I Have Known by Big Thief.
Oh, Whole Love by Wilco.
Whole Love by Wilco. That's up next. Oops. Yeah, I love Wilco. Even though I confuse them for Big Thief. But I got a little idea, I think, maybe cooking up.
Well, tell us what you've been thinking about.
I've been kind of debating between two, but I think I'm gonna do this one. Here, I'm calling it "Hey, I'm Here, By the Way." So this came about just from the observation of, like, why do people, when you let's say, like, you're in a grocery store and you're, like, standing in the aisle, like, trying to pick something out, and someone's trying to pass behind you, and there's obviously so much space behind you for them to pass, they still feel the need to say "excuse me." They still.
I gotta say, I hate to attack your idea. That has never happened to me once.
Really?
Really?
That someone, like, said "excuse me" and were far away.
Or I can't think, like, of, I feel like that happens to me, like, in the grocery store. Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's generally, I feel like I generally see it from maybe a little bit, like, the older generations.
But I feel like I do that. I'm gonna be honest.
Really?
I feel like I do that.
Sorry.
No.
I was gonna say, at what distance away from a person would you say "excuse me"?
I just feel like it, like, in the grocery store, especially when I have the cart. It's something about the cart.
It's something, really, even if I have a basket, I feel like. Or it's just, like, even if I'm just, like, standing there.
Or, like, on public transportation when you have a backpack.
Yeah, I feel like that's
another place. Where
but it's just, like, even when they don't actually need to make physical contact with you to get by, they'll still say, "excuse me." And I've just thought that was an interesting observation. Because it's, like, you're just, like, announcing your presence, I guess, even if it's not, like, necessary for, like, getting by or, like, making sure that you don't bump into each other or something. And that, I think, can be expanded beyond that. Of just, like, people just want to make other people know that they are there.
I mean, isn't that just,
I think,
life?
It's kind of cute. I think it's sweet.
I'm not ragging on it at all. I think it is kind of endearing.
Yeah.
But it's just, like... Hey, by the way.
Hey.
Hey, just letting you know.
Hi.
Just by the way.
We're both here.
We're both here in the same space, even if we're not immediately close to each other.
Yeah. This is sort of like one of my, like, one-line ideas of, like, when people on the first day of class, they go, like, "Hi, guys," like, to the whole class. It's, like, super sweet, but I would never do it. It's, like, so cute, but I would never do it.
Okay.
I don't know. How do you guys feel about that?
It's an interesting, I don't know. I feel like I've probably done it a lot. I guess, like, yeah, you feel like you have to announce yourself a little bit, even if, like, within that situation, everyone, like, you've been given permission to speak because you've been introducing yourself, like.
I guess it's just, like a cordial, like, introduction.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about, like, when the professor's like, "Okay, everyone go around and say your name."
Yeah.
And some people say, like, "My name is Bliss." And then some people say, like,
"Hi, guys."
"Hi."
"Good morning, guys."
"Hi, everyone." I just think it's sweet.
That's interesting. Yeah. Like, is that... What do you think that has to do with? Is it just, like, a way to, like, break the tension a little bit?
I think so.
Or just, like...
I think it's so cute.
Hey, just make sure everyone's listening for a second.
Or it's just, like, courtesy, like, not just... You're not just saying it to the professor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, "Hey, I'm here."
Yeah. Or it's just, like... "My voice is over here now."
Over here. Over here.
Up. Over here.
Yeah.
I like it.
What are we going to hear next, Nova?
Oh, this is "Dancing Barefoot" by Patti Smith and the Patti Smith Group. I had the pleasure of seeing her live over Thanksgiving. It was really cool. She ripped every string off her guitar in the last song.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. And she's pretty old, so.
Wow.
She
That's
got
really
it.
Impressive.
Connecting with me. Yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old girl who walks the streets of London, dirt in her hair
and her clothes in rags. She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home in two carrier bags. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. In the all-night cafe at 11:15, same old man sitting there on his own, looking at the world over the rim of his teacup. Each tea lasts an hour and he wanders home alone. So how can you tell me you're lonely? Don't say for you that the sun don't shine. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old man outside the seaman's mission? Memory fading with the metal ribbons that he wears. In our winter city, the rain cries a little pity for one more forgotten hero and a world that doesn't care. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind.
All right, you just heard Streets of London by Ralph McTell, and I guess we're going to be signing off. What are they about to listen to on our way out, Max?
Well, now you're about to listen to How Could I Have Known by Big Thief. This is the last song in their most recent album, and it's the last song on our radio show for this week.
Wow, you've been listening. Together. Oh, nope. So sorry. Did not mean to cut you off.
It all comes full circle.
You've been listening to Magoobi Radio Hour. This is Max.
This is Noah.
This is also Max.
And this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You can listen to us every Monday at 9 a.m.
Woohoo!
Yay! Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.